their entire life. They learned the Old Testament, the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible, by the time they were like 12. They learned the entire Bible to them, but the entire Old Testament to us by the time they were 15. They were it. They were the best of the best of the best at what they do. Then they went for like 20 years to what we would call seminary today to become scribes and Pharisees. To say these men had no faith, you would be looked at and laughed at. You would be called crazy. And yet Jesus says in 23, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you tithe mint and dill and cumin and have neglected the weightier matters of the law." What are those weightier matters? Justice and mercy and faith. It is these, Jesus says to the Pharisees and scribes, it is these you ought to have practiced without neglecting the others. You blind guides, you strain out a gnat, but swallow a camel. Nice words, right? And you wonder why they wanted to kill Jesus. Truth hurts many times, doesn't it? Let's move on to something that the Apostle Paul talks about when he speaks of this faith, but yet he moves it into the positive aspects of a life of faith. And it's in the book of Galatians, which if you keep turning back in your New Testament, right past the Corinthian letters, you find the book of Galatians. And we will turn to chapter 5, Galatians 5, beginning with verse 22. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Now the Apostle Paul says this, "By contrast, you Galatians," okay? He's talking to the Galatians. "By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified or killed the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit. Let us not become conceited or competing against one another, envying one another." Oh, dear God, I am so glad I'm not like others. The Apostle Paul says, let us not become conceited and competing against one another. How many times in this very community I have heard it, and I am so sick of it, how churches compete against one another. And I hope, I pray to God, that nobody in this church ever says, "I am so glad I'm not like the Baptists. Oh, I'm so glad I'm not like the Bible church people." That's been done. It is being done. Not necessarily by us, but by others. I don't play those games. And let's not as a church join those games either. Let's be faithful to what God has called us to do as a church. Amen? Let's stay focused on that. No competing, as the Apostle Paul said. Why? Because quite honestly, we're all in this together. Amen? There may be minor details that we disagree on, but we are all wanting people to join the body of Christ. Amen? All right, let's also, James hammers this home in James chapter 2. If you keep turning to the back of your Bible, you'll find a big book called Hebrews, and it's right after the book of Hebrews. James chapter 2. I won't read it all, 14 through 24, but I'll just read 14 through 17. James chapter 2. Beginning with verse 14. James says this, "What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith, but do not have works? Can faith save you? If a brother or sister is naked and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, keep warm, and eat your fill,' and yet you do not supply their bodily needs, what good is that? So faith, James says, by itself, if it has no works, is what? Dead. And he continues at that point.